Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. That means it's time for Cars on the Move. It's noon Central Time, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. It's not the only place that's done, but we do it live. So Ty is in the transport parking lot. Please go ahead and say hello in the live chat. I know that, you know, the thing is, I get it. This show, you've got Tuesday Nights Live, flagship show, it's killing it. Wednesday DOT compliance on the upswing because it's a specific niche. FMCSA DOT questions about, you know, compliance that you have to deal with to avoid fines and violations. And then from there, we also talk about, we got how we doing. Dispatching live, the problems between shippers, brokers, dispatchers, carriers, it probably will never end, and that show will run forever. But I know we confuse people a little bit on Fridays, and that's unfortunate, because more and more we're seeing folks that work at auctions in the transport parking lot, in front of auto transporters. We see dealers focusing on transportation more, and so we know we're headed in the right direction, and we will get there. Thank you for your patience and your contribution. Do me a favor, if you know somebody that wants to grow their business and talk more about getting customers direct, go ahead, you can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media. Also, you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, get on the email blast, talk to Ty. Ty is with us here. Feel free to jump in the live chat. Woo, look at that live chat going crazy. Ty, how are you doing, man? Hey, what's going on?
Not a lot. I'm good. I'm in a transport parking lot, a different one, which I've been in this transport parking lot a lot of times. I'm actually at a Mannheim. And we are in the transport parking lot. And, you know, I tell people all the time, go hang out in the transport parking lot and talk to guys. Right over here. Hey, buddy. I ran into this guy and helped him for just a second. And wanted to show him. Hey. This is how you meet people. Hey, what do you do on? I saw you're from, where is that, California?
No.
Georgia? We got a transport YouTube show. We haul cars. And I tell guys all the time, you can meet friends like you in a parking lot just by giving them a hand real quick. Is that true?
Pretty true.
How long you been doing this?
On my own since 14.
You like it? Since 14, do you use the load boards or you got your own customers?
I haul freight.
Oh, you do freight.
I just haul cars just to get home.
Get home. I like your rig. What do you got there? Is that a 3500 Ram? 2020, had any problems with it yet?
Yeah.
What is it, the fuel?
No, the fuel pump's got a little bit, the missing's wrong. I don't want to say it on TV.
I don't say it. It's okay. Don't worry. We talk about the Cummins all the time. Oh, I know. Yeah. Good job. Took care of that problem. Yeah.
But yeah.
How do you get your freight? So you do freight and cars. Do you care if I just like here's the trailer? What kind of trailer you got here? You mind showing us?
I got a Diamond C.
Diamond C. What's that?
Trailer manufacturer.
Oh, that's the brand?
But it's 40 foot.
40 foot.
But it's got a hydraulic dovetail.
Oh, okay.
And it's got, this is 12,000 pound axles with air ride and disc brakes. And the new trailer is 16,000 pound axles with a lift axle and electric over hydraulic drums and a way nicer trailer. A lot of money.
35 grand
for a 40 foot trailer with a hydraulic dump.
Yeah, this one I bought 15, and I paid 18,000 for this, and it's got 800,000 miles.
Well, you're a
unicorn. I'll call you unicorn. You do both, right? You do freight and pick up car every now and then. So, and you on your freight, where do you get your freight from?
Well, I've been doing it. I moved up to Northwest Georgia, and I used to run off the load board when I was in Atlanta. I had a bunch of vendors. Like, I never had to get on the load board. I always could call or they'd call. But I got hooked up with these guys out of Chattanooga. from.
Chattanooga.
Like, I just came back from Omaha. I'm on my way back. I'm picking these up. That one's going to Brentwood, Tennessee, and I'm going to pick one up at a dealer, and it's going to Alabama.
So is that your broker that found these for you?
I find these.
You find these. Where do you find them?
Central Dispatch.
Central Dispatch. What's your experience with Central Dispatch?
Where you're at, where you want to go, and you get a list of what you find, and you pick out what's paying the best or what your equipment can handle, and
make it happen.
Just gonna make it happen, yeah. And hope you get paid.
Hope you get paid. So you're dealing with some shady folks on the Central.
Sometimes. I mean, I really know. It's almost 8 years later.
8 years later.
Makes me really stupid.
What?
Or I like
it. Oh, either makes you really stupid or you love it. Yeah. Well, do you miss having your own customers call you at all?
No, I got a new customer. As soon as I get back, I call in and chat. I got a broker I work with out of Chattanooga, and I stay busy. So
what's that one guy's? What's Shaggy's buddy's name? Frank? They're down there around Chattanooga.
Yeah, I think it is Frank.
Don't tell them where I'm getting that.
No, I can't remember his name. But that's good looking. What was your name? I'm sorry. Mike?
Yep.
I'm Ty. This is my buddy Jay.
I'm Jay. What's going on, Mike? Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, Jay said thanks for talking to us. Yeah, we appreciate it. Getting a real life. So, do you sleep in your truck?
No.
You hit the hotel.
Yeah, I used to. When I had paper logs, I used to sleep in the truck. I was too short to sit in that thing for 10 hours.
No.
As long as I got $50 in the bank, I'm going
to hotel, right. Get a shower.
Get a shower, get a TV, something.
Get refreshed.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever want to find
years
us,
old, but I'm too old to
54. Yeah, forget that, buddy.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks for your time,
no
Mike.
I hate shaking hands.
No, look at these hands. This is car hauling hands. You got to have some grease in the fingernails if you don't. What are you doing? Look at this truck. Good looking. I'll keep the name out, but.
You want to do a little promotion? MJ Hotshot LLC. See that?
All right. Hey, let me get a stay there. Let me get it. MJ, so it is MJ Hotshot LLC, and he's based out of Georgia, correct? Menlo, Georgia.
Georgia. Yes.
Awesome.
Pass it up.
If you ever get a chance to go to Menlo, Georgia, pass it up for Mike.
Thanks,
that's
Mike.
That's awesome. Thanks
awesome,
a lot.
Man.
Have a good
very
one.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, and I'll tell
you. That's kind of a neat little conversation, wasn't it?
Well, and I'll say this is what's interesting is not only do we talk about how carriers can talk to dealers, guess what? You're probably helping somebody at the auction talk to a carrier.
Yeah, and then that goes back to, so you go to the ATI Insider and you sign up. What do you get, Jay, when you go to the ATI Insider? What do you get when you sign up?
Well, let's see now. You go to the ATI Insider. The main thing you're going to do is you go to autotransportintel.com, you click on sign up, and the main thing that happens is it puts you in touch with you, Ty. The purpose of the ATI Insider is to get in touch with Ty and also get on the email blast so you can start knowing what's happening on Tuesday nights. That's the beginning. From there, if you keep going, if you keep asking questions and watching shows, because now we're more informed about it, you, not only do you get industry education on Tuesday nights, but then you start to learn who to ask questions to, like Brian Riker. So if you got DOT questions, insurance questions, you got broker questions, dispatcher questions, we know professionals in all these areas. And that is, bless you, and that is why joining the ATI Insider program puts you in touch with a network and community of professionals and business help. As opposed to a, 15-minute cheerleading session where we throw a bunch of money at the lens, we get your views, and then we drop you off at the next bus stop. We don't do that. And we're not telling you you're going to get rich. We're going to tell you things you may not want to hear. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. Because just like when you join the military, they don't tell you it's easy and hand you a gun and send you out on the field and think that you're just going to be a big badass soldier. No. They beat the hell out of you and see if you're worth keeping.
That's true. Sure. So, one of the things when you get this call, we start talking about you.
Hey, Ty, I'm going to ask you a favor. That microphone is it's either the wind and I can't hear you very well.
I got you.
All right, thanks, man.
Hold on just a second.
All right, cool. Standing by. And so, I know. And then, you know what's cool? We've got a few people here watching. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, this is Cars on the Move. We're already halfway through. We haven't even covered all the topics. So we're gonna have to get on the move, on Cars on the Move. But we're just dealing with a small technical difficulty. While we're doing that, while he's getting ready, I will say this. I'm just going to cue it up. Did you see the Ship Your Car Now live demo show? This is a great show. And I probably say that every Tuesday.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Ty. And I was just talking about the Ship Your Car Now show. Let's jump into the Ship Your Car Now Automotive Professionals panel. How great was this for this channel?
I thought it was good.
I said, how great was this? And you said, I thought it was good?
That was real good, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That was amazing.
Well, it was because, and we talked about this. I know, this is tough. We're going to have to figure out this audio thing, right? We'll have to. Can you hear me okay? All right. You always talk about dealers. What happened Tuesday night?
I thought it was Dealer Fest.
It was. We had a Dealer Fest on Auto Transport Intel.
Yeah, well, what was funny about it, that Tuesday night show is interesting because on several levels, but one, bye, Mike. Got a friend, Mike. It was really interesting because it's a technology company that's supposed to help carriers, right? So if you listen to the show and you watch the show, was it all technology and all here's how you push the button? No. I mean, how many dealers were on there? Three, four?
So check this out, man. So this is another thing I wanted to show. Thank you for asking me that. When you go to my shows, you go in the description. I do something nobody does. Seriously. Nobody goes through the whole show. These are all clickable time codes with the names, the people, their websites. It's insane. The information, can't even see it. There's so much information. I gotta make it larger. You can click on any of these time codes and jump right to. We had how many dealers? We had 1, 2, 3. She works at the appraisal lane, which is dealer consigner. Lyman works for a company that works with dealers and their websites. 5, 6, 7, at least 7 dealers, GSMs, GMs, on Auto Transport Intel talking about auto transport technology that integrates with dealer websites. Where's the microphone drop? It was insane. And you know what's amazing, Ty? Because I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Here we go. We know, that was terrible, because it was probably appropriate. We know there is a lot of enthusiasm and promotion about dealers. How much splash is happening in other places with this monumental show we had Tuesday night? The resistance is real. It's okay. We're going to go ahead and connect dealers, auctions, and carriers, even if it hurts everybody. We're going to do it because it needs to get done. That was an incredible show. Thank you, Ship Your Car Now.
Yeah, thank you, Ship Your Car Now. That was good. John did a great job, by the way. John, too. Great crew. So the emphasis here, I get to talk to people for 20 minutes or more. And this week I got to talk to two that stick out. I'll just do probably one, okay? So the guy signs up. As soon as you sign up, I'll call you either the same day or within a couple of days. I always call everybody. So, and everybody's always surprised. Man, I didn't think you'd call. And I do. So anyway, I'm talking to this guy. He's down in Florida, about 32, wife, one kid. He wants to get out on his own and start his own business. And I've been saying this recently. I don't know if you've been catching it, Jay, but I've been saying a lot. If you want to start your own business, that's great. Start it to leave it, right? Start your own business so you can leave it. Start thinking, I want out of this and I want to make money when I leave. Or I want to hand it off to my kids, my niece, my nephew, or my wife. You know, I want to leave something behind. That's, to me, the essence of owning your own business, right? There's levels. Hey, dude, I don't want to own that, what you're talking about, Ty. I just want a truck and a trailer, a load board and a dispatcher, and I'm good. And there's nothing wrong with that. My point is that the life expectancy of that program is limited. It's limited, okay? You're only going to get what you're going to get. So depending on your personality type, not everybody's like Ty, not everybody's like Mike, not everybody's like Jay, we're not the same. But in car hauling, Jay said it a minute ago, there's nothing easy about this business. There's really not. And I tell guys a lot of times, if you really want a load board and a dispatcher, do me a favor. Yeah, what do you need? I need you to watch Thursday's show, Dispatching Live. I want you to watch every episode twice and then call me back. I never hear back from anybody, but I do encourage people to watch that. And if you really want to own your own business, and I'm not bashing anything, we need central dispatch, we need dispatchers, we need guys that just want to run the load board. We need that.
And
right?
Yes, and I'm going to jump in because what is helpful, the elephant in the room. You know what the elephant in the room is? I can say any number of things right now, right? Here's the elephant in the room.
COVID's fake.
It's my meme.
Social
media meets corporate. And you could insert carrier for the word social media when carrier meets corporate. What happens when the carrier meets corporate? People's faces melt. And this is one of the things that I don't know how this gets broached, but you know that. That's why a lot of hardworking carriers are like, I'm not going to talk to the dealer. I'm not going to talk to the auction. It's a bunch of corporate nonsense, right? Tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong about this? No.
I don't think so.
I'm not wrong. And how do we talk about this?
Right. So here's the approach I take. You watch Thursday's show. You're going to deal with corporate. And you're going to deal with, you heard Mike on Central, okay, we shifted gears. We were talking about freight, then we shifted back to cars. How do you get your cars? I knew the answer to the question before I asked it, right? I knew he was going to say Central Dispatch. It's not rocket science. Do you hear what he said? Yeah, it's great if you get paid. You catch that?
And he totally, and you know, it's interesting. He said it where, again, it's that light corporate touch. He said it in a way we could consume it, absorb it, relate to it, but he didn't say anything too specific. Because corporate, hey, this is also when Auto Transport Intel meets corporate, people's faces melt.
Well, it's not just meeting corporate, it's the, well, we'll talk about my point.
I know, exactly. We already have to, and that's I'm not trying to rile you up. But I'm trying to touch upon, we hit it yesterday. Here's what's interesting. We've been hitting this all week. Well, Tuesday night, we had Ship Your Car Now. We had a demo. And DOT compliance, that show, did you see what I posted? Trucking lawsuit of death. That show is horrible. But yesterday, for sure, on Dispatching Live, I went off on corporate and legalism and all this nonsense garbage. And we gotta try to broach this if we're actually gonna get somewhere, because the corporateness will eat us alive.
Right. So I heard what you just said, and I know between the lines. So if anybody heard what Jay said and didn't know what he really meant was, is you in this business, you've got multiple, I mean, more than even I know. Car hauling, you have a huge array of options, all right? The key is, do you want somebody jerking you around, or would you rather jerk yourself around? That, to me, is the easiest way to put it. What do you mean? What I mean is what Jay's saying, the corporate, the craft, right? The games.
The red tape, the garbage.
Okay. I would personally rather deal with that face-to-face with somebody I know that would be called my customer. I don't want to play the corporate game. I don't need the corporate game, and I don't have to play the corporate game. I might have to abide by the rules when I'm on the property, but as far as the customer is doing business with me, and I'm providing a service for the customer. So when I go to an auction, my customer is the one that was really there and really bought the cars, and I run into a problem, I can get it fixed like that with a phone call. Because I have, and this was huge on Tuesday night. Huge. If you didn't see this Tuesday night, go back and watch it again. This is because everything I just said is because of one thing. Relationship. So you got choices in life. You want to be a car hauler, number one. Always say the same thing. It's not easy.
And I want to jump in and say, here's the funny part. Because when a shipper, when they buy a car and they have it shipped, that shipper knows they're dealing with a corporation when they're dealing with a corporation. And they know when they're dealing with a human when they're dealing with a human. The buyer knows the difference. And so if we, and the carrier knows the difference too. Because when a carrier delivers a car, he's like, yeah, I know. They told me to do all this stuff. They told me not to call you. And the guy's like, I'm so glad you called me. I got my car. Thank you so much. Human beings conquered the corporateness. This stuff is real. And when you talk to real people as individuals, they're human beings rather than corporations. Corporations aren't people, by the way.
Yeah. Well, maybe some things will change in the near future. That'd be nice. But in the short term, if things maybe don't change and corporate doesn't kind of back off on pushing a narrative and shoving stuff down your throat because they got all the money and all the power, then you might want to go ahead and just start talking to people. That's all I'm saying.
And there you go. And what has just happened here, you will not see anywhere.
Watch, I'll show you. This is watch. Here, watch. There's a car over here. Watch. Right, listen, there's a car over here, and there's two guys. I have no idea what they're doing. Watch. I'll show you how he's live. Demo. Here we go. This is great. This is how you do it. Hey, buddy. Hey, are you a car dealer?
No, I
have no. Are you a driver?
No.
What do you do?
I'm just taking a guy here.
Oh, really? I'm a transport guy. My name's Ty.
Yeah.
How are you? Oh, you don't want to shake hands. You're not into that?
Nah.
You're afraid of the COVID? Yeah.
I'm getting ready to find some stuff to put on my hands.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, nothing. I was just seeing if you're a dealer. I know I haul cars.
I'm a dealer. We're just retired guys.
This auction, do you guys still come here? Do they let you in?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
You have to wear a mask? So it's full back the way it used to be?
Yeah. It's been a little bit since we've been here, but the last time there was a
Huh. Oh, it's been a while since you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, they run out of cars, so...
They don't have it. Can you buy online?
3 weeks that I've been here.
It's the first time in 3 weeks?
Yeah. How many did you buy?
Just one?
Yeah, we come out of...
That's why you got to just drive it back, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot easier than paying a transport guy that might show up and might not, right?
They do it pretty cheap.
You're down. They get it back quick. They know they can count on you.
Yeah. See, we're from Dodge City.
So, yeah.
We left at 6:30.
Wow.
A lot of times we'll have three or four guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just hop in and go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fast. Yeah. All right. Well, have a good, safe trip. Nice. Thanks for your time. But anyway, that's how you talk to a guy. You know how much information I just learned right there?
And what's so interesting is We know people know how to talk to other people. But do they? Yes. In their own vertical, in their comfort zone, right? Carriers talk to carriers. Dealers talk to dealers. Do carriers talk to dealers? Do dealers talk to carriers? We know the auction talks to the dealer because they want the sale. They want the consigner, the buyer. It's pretty interesting, man. I'll tell you what. We got a lot of other stuff that I just want to... I'm going to mention this stuff, and then we're going to go. Tuesday night, we have an IARA pre-show. And we're going to be talking about IARA stuff. So please join us for that. Other than that, we're going to end this here and let you guys go. Final thoughts, Ty?
Stay safe. Have a good weekend. Pay attention. Just watch. You can learn a lot just by watching.
There you go.
Have a good weekend. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you later. Take care.